So I have two special guests calling in this morning, actually. Tracy Ferdine and John Shepherd from the Center for Global Environmental Education, which sounds really global, but it also is really local. So director and assistant director, Tracy and John are with us this morning. Thanks so much for being here. Let's do a little sound check.
Well, good morning. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, you sound good. Excellent.
Great, great, great.
All right. So Tracy and John, you are here right now. You're not here all the time, but I know that you're part of a little bit unwieldy, but really pretty amazing program, this Center for Global Environmental Education based down at Hamline University. And you've got a lot of different things going. Do you want to tell us just a little bit, just a short backstory of what the center is and all the different types of things that you've been doing around the North Shore? Because I know this is one area where you've really focused.
Thank you so much. First off, we're part of Hamline University, and John and I work there as professors, but we really don't work in the traditional way. We really are out in the community working around the country, around the different parts of the nation, and we're telling stories of that celebrate the place and the sense of place. And the North Shore is a magical place. As you all know who live here, it's like, this is just beautiful. So what a great way to explore it and to celebrate. Our mission of our center is to foster environmental literacy and stewardship. That's a fancy way of saying, let's get people to care about their environment and understand that the economics and environment have to work together, because it's not a simple one-note environmental issues that are out there. So we tell, you know, really a wide, complex range of stories, a lot of history, and a lot of looking into the future where we might be. And there are some challenges and threats to Lake Superior and the North Shore, so we want to make sure that we give folks a chance to understand and talk about those issues.
Great. And I know one thing that you have coming up, I think will be very interesting to listeners, the Northern Nights Starry Skies film show coming up. Tell us about what that is and how people can access it.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I'll preface that by saying, you know, as you just said, Katia, we have a PBS documentary that's going to be coming out on WDSE in Duluth. And but it's part of an actual public outreach and education initiative on the North Shore. And the whole initiative includes a few other elements. I'll just give a little background. So we have a series of a network of large multimedia kiosks, computer kiosks, that are in all the major state parks, public rest areas, major museums, from Duluth all the way to Grand Portage. And they, as Tracy just said, they tell stories about the natural and cultural heritage of this region, with an emphasis on helping people understand environmental challenges and solutions. So we have this network of kiosks. We also have a mobile app, a smartphone app that we call the Pocket Gallery, that has all the same content. It's probably designed more for visitors, and it helps them find places of interest, but also understand the natural and cultural heritage of the region. We have a K-12 program for schools that's offered over the internet that has much of the same content, but it's optimized for teachers to use in the classroom. So we have those three legs of the stool. The fourth leg of the stool is public television documentaries. And the one that's coming up is Northern Nights Starry Skies. And it is a celebration of the incredible dark skies, the amazing dark skies and ability to appreciate the night sky that people in northern Minnesota are blessed with. And it's an hour-long program. It's going to be premiering WDSE on November 25th, and it has stories about how the dark sky has been appreciated and interpreted by Ojibwe and indigenous peoples in North America and elsewhere. It's got a popular astronomer, Astro Bob, gives some orientation to those who might be new to appreciating the night sky. It celebrates the dark sky sanctuaries in northern Minnesota, which are the Boundary Waters Canoe Area, Voyageurs National Park, and Quetico Provincial Park. And these are places that have been designated as exceptional wilderness areas with beautiful dark skies that, you know, appreciating the stars is something that's part of that experience of going to those places. And so, and we also focus on light pollution, because one of the threats to appreciating the dark sky throughout North America in particular is the bright lights, artificial lights of cities and towns, and even in rural areas. So this documentary is both, you know, inspiring, got beautiful videography. We're working closely with Travis Novitsky. He's my co-producer. I'm a co-producer. Travis is a member of the Grand Portage Band. He's a nighttime photographer. And so, you know, his stories and experiences and beautiful time images help to tell this story. And we've got, we can talk more about the details, but that's kind of an overview.
That's really neat. And I wonder, is it coincidence? I think you're bringing this on at the right time of the year when we have to let go of our beautiful long days and nights and really start appreciating nighttime. And I know when I biked to the station this morning, it was dark, and it was dark for another hour afterwards. So I do think it's a great time to talk about the night sky and to appreciate what we have. I mean, I have felt like ever since we've discovered motion sensor lights, you know, there's no more need for lights to be on at night. So I'm hoping that this kind of thing can lead to cities and towns turning off their lights, making motion sensor lights for when someone's moving, when there's a need for a light. But otherwise, let's get that night sky back even in our towns. So that sounds really, really neat. Tell us again how to access this. You said it will be on TV on November 25th on public television, but that's not the only way, correct?
Yes. So it's at 7 o'clock on Friday, November 25th, the day after Thanksgiving, is the first time it will be broadcast on WDSE. There'll be two other times. I believe John and I get to come up, and Travis will be on December 1st. There will be a pledge night. So, you know, that's important for public TV. That will be on December 2nd, 1st, excuse me. And then there will be another time that it will be broadcast on, and I, quite frankly, don't quite, oh, on the 5th. So that is how it can be accessed. That is live streamed. So if you don't have a TV, or if you're out traveling, or if you're like us, not, I'm going to be in Brainerd on that night, I can watch it in a different location. And that is a way to go. There will be a screening at Fitgers, where it's kind of a smaller crew getting started, but that is going to be on the 22nd. And then in a big, really wonderful, November 22nd, and in a wonderful Dark Skies Festival further up the shore up at Grand Portage, there will be another screening on Saturday, December 10th. So those are some ways for people to come and get to meet. Carl Gaboy is a really interesting fellow. Lives in Two Harbors now, just moved up there from a little further to south of the shore. He's a remarkable elder, Native American professor that's involved. Travis Novitsky's beautiful photography, just incredible. They will have a traveling exhibit up at Grand Portage as well. So there's a ton of good energy. All of the machines that we have, our kiosks, they'll be playing the Dark Skies program. It will be available on the K-12 program. And Katya, thank you for you and Mark and your help with Sea Change, getting the word out with schools. It's a great opportunity for them to think about the physical science, about earth science. Another interesting thing that we have going on is a webinar on the November 15th, Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. And that will be with Carl and Travis giving information about that. So we can get you information about that. I guess going to our website would be maybe the best way to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Tell everyone again what your website is in case someone's busy trying to scribble down information here.
You got it. John, can you read that off?
Yeah. Actually, let me double check, make sure I've got the right URL.
Well, we're waiting for that.
I know that I have Googled it by doing waters to the sea / Lake Superior.
That's simpler than that.
Okay.
We'll get it. But I have while John's working out, I have a really kind of scary statistic. I've learned that 8 out of 10 people in the United States will never be able to see the Milky Way out of their back, out of their door. So it is a real privilege for folks living here on the North Shore that they are able to actually, you know, even if you are in town, there is maybe too much lighting that can be adjusted, but you can go out, you know, 10 minutes into the country and, you know, you really have some remarkable, beautiful resource. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you need to convince people who live up here the glory of the night sky. It doesn't take much to take a look at it. And then let's see, do we have a website or a way for people to access all this information?
Yes. So the simplest version of our web address is CGEE-Hamline, and that's spelled HAMLINE.org. That'll get you there. And that gets us to our website, and we'll have information about the webinar, which is going to be incredible, as well as these other events.
Yep. And and like you mentioned before, there are kiosks up and down the North Shore. I know there's one at the Visitor Center here in Two Harbors where you can really start playing with this interactive website and learn about whether it's history or natural history or seeing cool videos. I mean, there's just a lot there. And so that's another way to explore our own home, essentially. And then you do focus some on what to do, and we only have a couple minutes left here, but can you just quickly describe the Adopt a Drain program?
Yeah, it's a really exciting project that allows individuals to take responsibility for the health of their water. And in this case, the Lake Superior is a water body that we're concerned about. Adopt a Drain is really getting individuals around the country, but to think about the storm drain, the water that hits your roof in a city, certainly in a big urban area, but even in Two Harbors, when it hits your roof, it flows off, it goes into the street, and it will hit a storm drain and go unfiltered into a local stream, which in this case is going to pretty much go right into Lake Superior. So the idea of people taking out leaves, trash, garbage, sediment in the spring, because those things, while naturally fall, they are inordinately increased with the idea of unfiltered stormwater coming in. So in many cities, the stormwater is a major pollution problem. Good news is a lot of non-point source factories have cleaned up their act, but non-point source, the many death by a thousand cuts is the next thing that has to be attended to. So this is a program where an individual can adopt their drain. They can name it. They can put get a sign that makes their intentions clear that they're going to be managing their yard. They are a manager of the resource, and it's fun. It's interesting. A lot of kids will do it. A lot of schools are doing it. And it's just a way for communities to go out and engage. Now, in Minneapolis, where I live, they sweep the streets twice a year. But they swept 2 weeks ago, and now the leaves just fell this week. So we need to go out and help clean up because the city can't be everywhere doing it all the time. And I assume it's that way in Two Harbors as well, that you have, you know, in the spring, a lot of good cleanup opportunities. So it is an actionable item. We've taken out 260 tons of materials out of the wetlands, out of the river in the state of Minnesota over the last 5 years.
Wonderful. I'm speaking with Tracy Ferdine and John Shepherd, and we are out of time, you guys, but thanks so much for calling in like this. And as these programs develop and as you guys keep coming up with the new stuff, we'll have you on again. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Katya.
You bet.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. All right. That was John Shepherd and Tracy Ferdine with the Center for Global Environmental Education.